KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Today we're going to talk about home improvement and when and why you should do it. Facilities Director Zach is with us. Hi, Zach.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Talk with us a little bit about your role there at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Yeah, so I oversee the grounds, the facility maintenance, housekeeping, laundry. So we basically take care of the whole facility there. Yep.
And that's quite a bit to take care of.
Yeah.
How big of a staff do you have?
We have just around 30 people.
So it takes 30 people to keep all of this stuff working right.
That's about right, yeah.
What are some of the biggest issues you run into there at Emmanuel Lutheran?
Well, staffing's one of them sometimes. You know, we can run into that. Other problems are, just time, really. Time and, mm-hmm. and the ability to get in and do things. So.
Well, let's see. The original facility now is running on, 40-some years old? More than that. 61 years old. Mm-hmm. And some of the newer facilities, though, I'm sure are a lot easier to maintain. But are you running into any issues at all with the age of the buildings?
Yeah, we've been through a renovation project for the last several years, though. So as we move forward, it's becoming renovated and mm-hmm. less problems. So.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about people who may be contemplating coming to Emmanuel Lutheran. And, of course, if they decide to live there, selling their home is a big deal. At what point do you think they should start working on home repairs?
Well, probably at least a couple months before they're going to put it on the market. And depending on, what the house condition is to begin with is also an important factor. But they're going to need some time to make sure that it's looking good and it's working right before that they let other people in their house.
And I would imagine this is probably when you're getting to this point in your life, most of those repairs are things you can't do.
Well, that can be true. Yep, you can contract those out, though, pretty easily. So mm-hmm. I think that that's not a problem.
Are there any that you think that maybe people can do on their own?
Yeah, there are. There's several ones that we can do, John, that are, I think, vital to selling your house, which is, when you drive up to somebody's house and you're about to go into a house to purchase, that first impression is really important. So we want to make sure that it has curb appeal. So things that we can definitely do most of the time is mow our lawn. We can get some flowers planted in the front, make sure that it's weeded. And I think that, most of our older population probably get that done anyways, but that's mm-hmm. definitely something that we need to look at.
Taking pride in your home, that's a big deal.
It is. Even having the outside, the exterior washed and making sure your windows are clean, those are usually things that people can do with just a hose and a cleaning solution. Definitely makes that better also.
There's nothing more embarrassing for a real estate agent than to drive up to a house and the people look at it and say, I don't even want to go in there.
Yeah, that's definitely a bad thing. And, you can drive up and see missing fence boards. You can see, a foot of unmowed lawn with a bunch of weeds in it. And that just doesn't come off well. So that's definitely something we should take care of.
So there's those things we can probably do, or maybe we can have family members do for us.
Yeah, definitely. Those are and just planting some flowers in the front if you have spaces, fresh foliage and some good color in the front definitely helps.
Mowing the lawn.
Okay. Mow the lawn.
What about things like painting up and fixing up outside? How much of a difference does that make?
It's a big difference. I think that, once again, as you're walking up, if the outside's been painted, that's a big advantage for trying to sell a house. The other is on the inside, painting is not that hard to do. And even if you can't do it, most of us have, son-in-laws or something that'll come and maybe help sprucing up the inside by painting, doing some touch-up, making sure, though, that we don't get too crazy with the colors, John. That's not a good thing at this point to try to decide, I'm going to paint this wall black or something like that. Try to stay neutral and or white on the interior paint.
I think that one of the things that a lot of people do is they kind of let things go a little too long, and then all of a sudden it's a panic. Oh my gosh, I got to do this all right here, right now.
Yeah, that's why you should Start thinking about these things at least a couple few months before you're going to start, maybe even 6 months before you're going to start thinking about moving. And another thing too, John, is wallpaper really dates a home. So make sure that if you have wallpaper that you really take a look at getting rid of that and painting. So
can you paint over the top of it, or do you have to strip it?
It's smarter to strip it. It really is. You can paint over wallpaper, but the seams will show, and it's not a great suggestion.
Okay. Zach Hagler is our guest. He's the director of facilities for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. More things that we should be doing. I think we'll go inside the home right after this. What is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
We have Facilities Director Zach Hagler with us from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and we're talking about getting our home ready to sell in preparation for perhaps moving into one of the communities at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Talk with me a little bit about the interior of a home now. This is, gets a little more complicated because there are a few more things inside.
Yeah, no doubt. And as we keep our houses for years, we also tend to carry baggage with us or have some clutter. And so that's one of the first things we want to do is declutter the house if we're going to sell it. So somebody doesn't really want to walk in and see, most of the time, I can't say everybody, but, you know, 70 years of your stuff laying everywhere and just piled up. So we definitely want to make sure that you walk in, that they can visualize how they might want your house to look on the inside. And so making sure that it looks good and having your stuff out is not a problem. But just making sure that you pare that down so that that you can at least see the home on the inside.
Well, you don't want a lot of pasteboard boxes laying around full of stuff either.
No, you don't.
I wonder, is it okay to store that maybe in the basement or in some of the closets?
Oh, of course, yeah. I think getting it out of your house into the garage is probably a better one, because I think people are used to going into a garage and seeing stuff in their closets. Yeah. I think people want to see a closet, so I'd probably leave them out of there.
That's and how about painting the walls? We've talked a little bit about that, but it mostly stay with the natural colors?
Yeah, yeah. Usually people don't mind seeing the beiges and the whites. People don't mind painting, but I think that a color that's an off color can sort of show your taste in the wrong way. And so I think that can throw people off. And so we want to make sure that when people come in, they see a nice, clean, and the lighter colors also help with your lighting too. And so make your house look a little bigger too. Mm-hmm. And so that helps.
What about too many pictures, like on the like everywhere around the place? It makes a cluttered look. And while it's your memories, it may not be somebody else's memories, somebody who may want to buy your house.
That's true. You have to, like we said before, is make sure that you select them. I mean, I think it's okay to have pictures out, but just, yeah, like you're saying, you don't want a wall-to-floor type thing and you know, just everything hanging off of the ceiling. You just want to really pare down your house. So.
Okay, that's a good idea. Get the clutter out of the way. Let's talk a little bit about the kitchen. Let's start right there, because there are several things you can go wrong there.
Yeah, and the kitchen is one of the most important places that a family looks at. You know, obviously, especially the ladies out there, they like a kitchen and they want to come into a nice, clean kitchen that's functional. So we have to make sure that, you know, your cupboard doors aren't hanging off and that, you know, you have lights out in the kitchen and, you know, the countertops are chipped. We really want to spend some time there. And that's a really decent place to put some money if you're going to do it. Maybe not so much the cabinets themselves, but definitely countertopping and the lighting inside of a kitchen.
It's one of those things where a potential home buyer might look at it and say, okay, I want to redecorate it my way. But it may be one of those things when you get to the price negotiations, you could get hurt.
Yeah, that's true. You really want to take as many options off the table as you can for the the purchaser to negotiate. And so, you know, if you have a nice, you know, maybe it's not updated completely, but you have a nice countertop, you have some nice clean sinks, and the lighting is good in there, you know, most of the time you can, you know, say, well, that's your preference, not that it doesn't function.
Just use a scrub brush.
Right, there you go.
And are there some things we can do with some of the stains on our sink? Like, I'm thinking like rust stains, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely use some CLR or different type of cleaners you can get at the any hardware store to get those up. And also, really not a bad option is a new sink. I mean, sinks aren't really that expensive. So depending on the age of your sink and how well ground in any stains are, that's also another option that's not that hard to do. But
well, these days refrigerators sometimes stay with the home. Is that a good? You're not going to use it when you move to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
No, you're not. Yeah, most of the time you're going to leave your stove, your microwave, your dish machine, and your refrigerator, and so those should be in good working order. And yeah, like you say, hit a scrub brush to them, make sure that they look good.
Let's go to the bathroom now. That's another place where things can really go wrong.
Yeah, especially from the smell standpoint, we really have to make sure that we knock that down. So cleaning it really well is a good idea, making sure, once again, that our cupboards are functional. No one wants to see a dripping sink. They really don't. So if the toilet's leaking or if the faucet's leaking, definitely get those fixed. It is one of those things that can just look as an overall, you know, just doesn't look up. You know, like it's kept so that...
Well, you know, things like that can be handled by a handyman.
They can. And, you know, most of the people that are going into Emmanuel, I know the men are pretty handy themselves, so I know that they can swap out a cartridge or a flapper valve or whatever, so... Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. You know, sometimes just you can stop it with just a simple casket.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. The simplest things that we just... let the faucet get super loose or something like that, and it just looks unkept. So we want to make sure that we take care of that, yeah.
And stains, too.
Stains, yeah.
Yeah, boy. Well, those are just some of the things on the inside of your home. Can you think of anything else?
Yeah, I just think that you should look at all your doors and whatnot, make sure that everything latches right, and really squeaky doors are super easy to fix. Just spray some Teflon lubricant or something on the hinges themselves, and just make sure that your cupboards are lined up right. And I think that just that little bit of time and effort to get those things looking good and closing properly shows some effort. And
so. All right, we've got Facilities Director Zach Hagler with us from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Some concluding thoughts about your home and how you can get it ready to sell right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Flathead, or I should say Facilities Director Zach Hagler from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. So let's just kind of wrap all this up here. What are some of the takeaways, Zach, that we should take from our conversation today?
Yeah, I think just the basic appearance is one of the first things, is just make sure that you have, when someone drives up, does your house look good? Does it look presentable? It should look presentable to you when you look at the house and you drive up, and it's going to be that way for other people that drive up. Other things are, you know, making sure that you're patching and painting anything on the inside, and making sure, like you said, that things are clean. you know, that our appliances work, that the lighting is really important. So, you know, if you had some outdated lighting and you had a little bit in your budget to do that, that's something that people are going to be looking at, is the, you know, how bright and homey your house is.
Yeah, nobody likes to walk into a dark room or dark, and, you know, even light bulbs. Change the light bulbs.
Yeah, exactly. You can update to LEDs, and that's a nice thing to be able to actually put on your, you know, your, whatever your house.
Yeah.
And then the
your
other
listing.
Thing is,
sure.
is you can get a pre-inspection too, John, and it's not that costly. It could be a great upfront thing to get a pre-inspection, to have a licensed person just come through, because there are, especially if you've been in the house for a long time, there's been code changes. And so you don't want to have that sticker shock too, that they're going to make you change out your panel or the way that your feed is from your electrical, you know, and your meter base and whatnot. So those are also things that you might want to keep in mind too.
Boy, a pre-inspection does make a lot of sense. Get yourself out of trouble before you get into it.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. All right, some really great ideas. And, you know, if you're going to move to a new place, no matter where you move, selling your house, your current residence, is job number one before you can do anything else. And Zach has given us some good hints on how we can make that process a lot easier.
Yeah, no, and thanks for having me. I appreciate that, the offer.
Oh, good to have you with us today.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.